Reformed Church.
There are some people that I think in their mind, a lot of Christians, that they're enthusiastic about the gospel, they're enthusiastic about preaching the gospel to other people, and they agree with that concept, but when it comes to giving at church, they sort of see it as kind of like any other charity. Like, you kind of give something, and it's sort of just us being nice, you know. Come to church, and oh, like almost like it's like tipping a waiter. Like, oh, I might as well do that because, you know, I received something, and so you're kind of giving a tip. And there is sort of, I think that's probably a pretty prevalent mentality where you sort of feel it's like just something, I don't know, something you're doing just out of generosity or niceness, but it's much more powerful than that. When you give at church, now obviously we don't believe here that you're blessed by your giving by God, and truth be told, I respect Pastor Jose and Ms. Kim a lot for taking that truthful stance at this church, because they've even been told by a lot of people that, you know, yeah, but if you don't teach that people are blessed by their giving, then people won't give. That's what they've been told. So I just want to give you a little background on that as well, that they've been told that, well, if you don't teach this, people aren't going to give, and yet we continue to teach at this church that we are blessed through faith in Jesus the same way you were saved, and we are not blessed by our giving. And regardless of fluctuation in people's giving at this church or what that means to preach a truth like that, they have continued in the gospel and continued to preach faith in Jesus as a means to receive and not your own works, including your giving, okay? So that's something that's very unique about this church. But anyway, so but that aside, when you give at church, though, you are actually responsible for the preaching of the gospel that goes forth at that church. And it's so let me just read you this verse very quickly in 1 John 1, 8. I could give you a little bit of context on that, but for the sake of time, just read this verse. Excuse me, I said 1 John, 3 John, if I didn't say that right, 3 John 1, 8. And I'm just going to start reading. It says, they'll put it up behind me, though. It says, "We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth." I think New King James says, "fellow workers for the truth." Now, when he says we ought to receive such, it's actually talking about ministers in particular. And he's saying we ought to receive such because these people were sort of hosting ministers and taking care of ministers. And in so doing, he says that they were basically pushing those ministers forward on their journey by taking care of them. And this is specifically about ministers, not a ministry, but the same principle applies. Because he says that when you receive such, in other words, when you give to a minister, he's talking about here, but let's just talk more broadly, right? A ministry, he says, that you might be fellow helpers or fellow workers for the truth. He's telling them that because you gave to a minister in this context, you're actually responsible for whatever they preach, for the truth that's going forth from them. You're a worker together with them for the truth. And a lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize that the enthusiasm that sometimes we have about preaching the gospel isn't only satisfied by you one-on-one preaching to somebody else or you having a teaching role in a ministry. Not everybody is called to have a teaching role in a ministry. If everybody was teaching, we wouldn't be able to do anything else in this ministry. So not everybody is called to have a teaching role, but we can all be responsible for the teaching that goes forth in any ministry, and actually our giving and supporting a ministry, and even what we're about to do right now and giving you guys an opportunity to give, there is benefit to that I'm not going to go over right now, but in particular, we are responsible for the preaching that goes forth there for whenever we support that. Now, that actually goes for anything. That's why you should be careful what you support. You should never be obligated into giving. If you're at the supermarket and someone says you want to give a dollar to charity, if you don't know what's going on there, you shouldn't feel guilted or obligated into giving, and that includes here. So I'm talking to people specifically that understand that the gospel is being taught here, right? We don't tell anybody to give. If this is your first time listening to Reformed Church, we're not going to tell you to give here because we want you to have a healthy dose of skepticism over what someone is saying. We want you to get to know what they're saying first. But once you've established in your heart, hey, this is something special going on here, this is the gospel that's being preached, in accordance with your enthusiasm to want that gospel to go forth, it is therefore out of that enthusiasm that we should give at church and give regularly whenever... I could go into this too, but whenever you prosper, that's really the time as far as godly giving is concerned. When you prosper, when you increase, allow the places you give to increase as well. That's what the Bible says, to give as each one has prospered. And so, but with that said, it's so important. I want to give you a quick example of this too, that sort of goes along with this verse. It's in Exodus 17 that you don't have to bring that up. But in Exodus 17, though, what you actually see is God performed a miracle where Israel was fighting the Amalekites. And when they were fighting the Amalekites, God performed this miracle where Moses took the rod in his hand. Whenever he lifted the rod, Israel won. But when he let his rod down, when he let his hands down, the Amalekites won. And so this battle is going on. And because, watch this, because Aaron and Hur, another man named Hur, because Aaron and Hur saw that whenever Moses lifted his rod, Israel prospered, what they did was they set a stone there and sat Moses on this stone, and Moses held his hands up, and Aaron and Hur held Moses' hands up. Now, what they accomplished, what Aaron and Hur accomplished was indirect, but they caused Israel to prosper because they noticed that when the rod is raised by Moses, the people prosper. And therefore, if they want Israel to prosper, they don't have to be the ones holding the rod up, but they can cause Israel to prosper by supporting Moses' hands. And when they support Moses, they're supporting the victory of Israel. When they support Moses, they're supporting the prosperity of Israel. And so I'm submitting to you that this is sort of, I'm using this at least as like a parallel to the fact that, to 3 John 1:8 there. And that is that when you support this ministry, you are responsible for the preaching. And it's different than just coming here and receiving, right? Anybody can come in here and receive and, oh, that was a good message, Pastor Jose, and leave. And that has to happen at first, right? Because we want you to get to know the gospel. But I'll kind of wrap it up with this, and that is that it's a different level, though. It shows a different level of understanding of the gospel and a different level of commitment to the gospel. When you say, I don't just want to hear the gospel and say that's a special thing there, that's good for Pastor Jose, or that's good for Reformed Church, the fact that I hear the gospel preached here, it's a different level of commitment, enthusiasm, and understanding, really, of the gospel. When you get it in your heart enough that this, like, I want more people to hear this. I don't want to just let this go and me having heard it. This is too good to just keep within these four walls and within the current size of this congregation. And I want this to get out, and I want to take part in the preaching of the gospel so that God's Israel, the church, can prosper. I want to make sure that this gospel goes forth. And just the same way that Aaron and Hur supporting Moses was an indirect way of causing, they were fellow workers for the prosperity of Israel. Just by supporting the person that was prospering Israel, when you support a gospel, a ministry that is prospering the church, and that is, directing people toward Jesus and preaching the truth, just the same way that Aaron and Hur were equally responsible with Moses for the prosperity of Israel and the victory of Israel that day, when you support a ministry, when you give to a ministry, and you, and that could be in serving also, but specifically I'm just talking about giving and financial giving right now for the things that we need to do at this church, when you do that, you are also equally responsible in an indirect way, of course, but you're equally responsible for the truth that's being taught here. And I think that there does come a point in someone's mind where I wasn't sure about what I was hearing before, but now I am sure that there's something very special going on at this church. And you come to a place where you don't just want to receive the gospel, you want to be a fellow worker with that gospel. I want to be a part of this ministry. And believe that or not, you can do that online, you can do that in person, but when you give financially to a church to push forward what they're doing, you're like Aaron and Hur, and you are responsible for the truth that's being taught and the prosperity of people's lives. You can go on our praise report page to see even things that people have said, even with our small congregation currently, over the healings and the miracles and things that have happened by the gospel. And when you give, you are directly, or rather indirectly, responsible for those things. So I just want to encourage you to do that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformedchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.